Rachel Peterson's story isn't just about business success. It's about transformation against all odds. After losing her biggest client shortly after quitting her day job, she found herself with no savings, poor credit, and a family to support. Instead of giving up, she channeled her emotions into writing a children's book on printer paper, hanging the pages across her dining room walls. This moment revealed something profound. Her childhood dream of becoming an author wasn't just fantasy, it was her authentic calling. Today, Rachel has evolved from a struggling single mom on food stamps to the CEO of a multi-million dollar company on the Inc. 5000 list, with over a million TikTok followers. What makes her journey compelling is her rejection of toxic hustle culture in favor of authentic, balanced success that doesn't sacrifice family or sanity. Everyone's entrepreneurial journey is uniquely shaped by personal circumstances. There's never a perfect time to start. What matters is understanding what motivates you. Rachel compares different motivations to types of fire starters. Kindling represents immediate financial needs, burns hot but quickly fades. Sticks symbolize personal motivations, like wanting more family time. Logs represent deeper purpose beyond yourself. These burn longest and strongest. Finding your square one means identifying what business model suits your personality and lifestyle. Start with genuine passion, as it fuels perseverance through challenges. What others considered Rachel's weaknesses, being too social and talking too much, became professional strengths in her chosen field. Don't feel pressure to determine your life's path immediately. Try different paths until finding the right fit, since businesses often appear different from the outside than they actually are. Starting a business is daunting when nearly half fail within 5 years. While searching for success formulas, Rachel found most advice seemed written by people without childcare duties. Traditional guidance like 5 a.m. routines, specialized diets, or elaborate morning rituals proved impractical for a busy parent surviving on leftover mac and cheese. Despite her polished appearance, Rachel battled depression and anxiety since childhood, eventually using alcohol to cope. Her wake-up call came when attempting sobriety at work led to severe withdrawal symptoms. Recovery came through healthy habits, proper sleep, exercise, journaling, and hydration. You can build a successful business in what Rachel calls pockets of possibility, small windows of time used with intention. She built her company during early mornings, nap times, quiet evenings, and lunch breaks. Success comes from matching tasks to available time slots, 5-minute email edits, 10-minute marketing videos, or 30-minute content creation. Don't wait for the perfect moment. It never comes. To become a business owner, first develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Immerse yourself in successful entrepreneurs' world through books, podcasts, and shows like Shark Tank. Transform your problem mindset, I don't have time, into a challenge mindset, how can I make time, that focuses on solutions. The be, do, have model starts with who you want to be, not what you want to have. Envision your ideal self in detail, identify what that person would do, and then determine what you want to have. For example, being confident leads to doing what confident people do, which creates opportunities confident people attract. Use visualization for better decision-making. At key moments, imagine what your best self would do, especially effective upon waking or before sleep. Write down your vision as an intention statement. Rachel's experience proves this works. By focusing on her vision board dreams daily, she secured 10 clients and matched her previous income within 6 months. Vision boards help clarify goals by providing tangible visual representation. Hard work means focused, predetermined actions towards specific goals, while hustle represents unfocused work driven by fear. Hustle culture emerges from anxiety about potential loss, whereas healthy business building stems from recognizing inherent worth. Hustling often leads to exhaustion, damaged relationships, and burnout. To cultivate productive work habits, use the Power 10 approach. 3 dailies, content creation, 3 priorities, business development, 3 commitments, meetings/deadlines, and 1 money-generating activity. Create effective work sprints by identifying priorities, choosing motivating names, playing focus music, and eliminating distractions. While client deadlines are firm, allow flexibility with self-imposed timelines. Remember, your business should support your unique life vision, not someone else's. Treat work like a marathon rather than a constant sprint. Don't be misled by social media's highlight reel. It shows curated successes, not entrepreneurship's real challenges. Most importantly, recognize that your worth exists independently of your business achievements. Content acts as a movie trailer for your brand, building trust through authenticity. Write in your natural voice and focus on understanding customer needs rather than promoting your brand features. Rachel approaches marketing by serving people first, imagining her audience as someone who needs quick answers. Content platforms offer different advantages. Text is quick but impersonal, photos add minimal value while risking criticism, and video creates the strongest connections by mimicking real friendships. Rachel now prioritizes video content with clients, helping one achieve dollars on the thousands in sales and another 10x their business within a year. Early in her career, Rachel worked unsustainably, 100 plus hours weekly, instant responses, excessive coffee, and neglected relationships. Despite financial success, she was breaking down physically and emotionally. This led her to develop a business by design approach with clear boundaries. She identifies three boundary breaking types: red flag Raymonds, who intentionally disregard limits, eager Earls, who unintentionally overstep, and frantic Fammies, who constantly seek reassurance. The solution? Avoid Raymonds, guide Earls, and reassure Fannies. Prevent disruptions by establishing clear communication guidelines for clients. Growing a business requires consistent hard work and discipline, not magical manifestation. Success builds gradually through persistent effort, even through setbacks. Rachel's YouTube milestone of 100,000 subscribers came from years of consistent content creation, not viral hits. As a solopreneur, early revenue feels like pure profit, but scaling to multiple six figures brings substantial expenses: payroll, insurance, business costs, and travel, most revenue flowing back into the company. Success often means outgrowing certain friendships as priorities shift and your growth creates natural distance, making room for more aligned relationships. The glamorous moments, meeting millionaires, traveling, speaking engagements, are rare. Most days involve repetitive tasks and content creation. Social media exposed Rachel to unexpected cruelty, though she learned these critics treat everyone similarly, reflecting their own insecurities. A negative mindset can't be overcome through work alone. Invest in mental training through meditation, mindfulness, and positive self-talk. While money doesn't guarantee happiness, it can solve problems by providing access to therapy, mentorship, and time freedom. Business challenges ultimately drive personal growth, making the entrepreneurial journey valuable despite its difficulties.